Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Hey, Thompson, come over here. Here, sit here. All right. We're on location in the Haight-Ashbury Coal Valley neighborhood, and we're here in front of my personal favorite dream house. What do you think of it?
It's awesome.
That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's even huger than, but Mama's dream house is even bigger than your dream house, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never seen hers, but here we are.
Hers is by the TV station.
And I'm having a cup of coffee from Cafe Cole. That was a skateboarder.
Yeah. Skateboarder.
Yeah. So what's been going on? Thompson's been a long break because I have been teaching all day long the kids how to make the electronic storytelling and the claymation, and you have been going to work at the TV station every day, and like we hardly see each other anymore for a couple of weeks now, huh?
Yeah. Beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. But we had a good day yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah. Croak, 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 croak.
What did we do yesterday?
Lots of stuff. We did lots of stuff, didn't we?
Like what? Why don't you tell the listeners about it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
I
guess what? We're going to talk about science on this show. And also going to read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne.
That's right. We've launched another show called Bedtime Stories with Thompson, where we read a book together. And right now we're reading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And then each show is a different chapter of that book. And what do you think of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea so far, Thompson?
It's awesome. It's my book favorite. It's my favoriteest book ever. It's also even favorite than Robin Hood.
We haven't read Robin Hood yet, but we did just get you a bunch of a dozen illustrated classic literature books for kids, which are the same books that I grew up reading. They're by Moby Books. You can find some of them here and there, but they're very old, and as a consequence, pretty good. Really good, actually. I'm having a lot of fun rereading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the same version that I read when I was a kid. Professor Aronnax and Ned Land and Captain Nemo. Who's your favorite character so far, Thompson?
Ned.
Ned, you like Ned, the Canadian harpooner?
Yeah, because he just like this. Da, 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 da. Isn't he?
I don't know about that. I know he's a Canadian, so he's probably got a wonderful education and a great sense of humor.
Yep.
Love those Canadians. True that.
Giggle, 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 giggle. So, listeners, what have you been doing today?
Yeah, listeners, we don't know what you do during the day or what you do when you're listening to the show. Why don't you send us an email or drop us a message or contact us through one of our outlets and give us a little feedback as to what you do during the day. Maybe we'll talk about what you do on a show. But if you don't tell us, we're not going to guess. So, Thompson, what do you think is going to happen next in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
I think they're going to be shooting at Tuffy Armor.
In English.
In English? Boo, boo. What am I saying? I don't know.
What do you think is going to happen next?
I think a light is going to be blinking at the that Ned, Captain, and Captain Nemo are the bold hop, 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 hop.
Alrighty, well, that's not what I would have predicted, but, you know, everybody's got their own interpretation, I suppose. So today is a beautiful day, and we are out and about, and that's why we're doing the show on location, because it was just too nice to do it inside. And so you're getting a bit of the street scene flavor in the background of our beautiful Haight-Ashbury neighborhood here in San Francisco, California.
Yeah, it's even beautiful. Yeah, this is even gooder than Texas, isn't it?
Oh, a controversial statement that I totally agree with.
Yeah, and you see what I'm seeing? I'm seeing a plane.
Yeah, it's harder to see those when we're in the kitchen.
I see a real plane. It's a real one.
Yep, it's a jet, and it's going southwest. Not the airline, the direction. So, Thompson, we're almost out of time. Do you have any special shout-outs? It's been a long time. I'd like to say hello to Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave and Grandmother. Today is Grandmother's birthday.
And don't forget Colin!
And say happy birthday, Grandmother.
Happy birthday, Grandmother. And don't forget Thompson and Dad.
And Aunt